You talked about the issue of cetuximab and going to cetuximab. Where is panitumumab fitting in for you right now?
Yeah, I was going to say the second most common question I'm getting right now is, all right, so I've given cetuximab, should I now give panitumumab? My answer to that right now has been no. Now, I have to say that I'm beginning to get a little bit more experience in this patient population. Now, again, I guess on the record, but off the label, is I do a lot of BOND to last line regimens. In fact, I go as far as saying I really don't want to let people die without combining EGF and VEGF at some point. Recognizing that BOND 2 was in naive patients, clinically, you know, I'm seeing and others are seeing really fairly consistent activity, even in the non-naive, in the previously exposed patient, when you put the two antibodies together.
And you're using cetuximab, I assume.
I have been, obviously. So now, you know, I've got patients who would like to have the week off.
Right.
And so they come into me and saying, well, can I switch up and go to panitumumab? And I say, sure. So what's interesting is that when I do that, I am seeing a little bit more renewed activity. I'm also seeing a renewed rash. So a lot of patients who've kind of quieted down with their cetuximab rash, I'm now putting in panitumumab instead and seeing a little bit more rash and often a little bit more activity. So my initial response to that question of if they've had cetuximab, should I get panitumumab, was no. I'm now wondering a bit, are they actually in some way subtly different? The other possibility to what I'm seeing so far is that, you know, a patient who's been on Erbitux a long time, I often give them a week off here and there. And that's kind of like lightening up the chemotherapy or the treatment. And when you go to the panitumumab, there really isn't a lightening up. The every 2 week dose is back to full Monty, if you will. So it may be all I'm doing is just redialing up the EGFR blockade and giving it for longer.
Any other situations where you're using panitumumab, period? What about in patients who haven't had cetuximab?
Yeah, no, we've incorporated it as an initial treatment of choice for patients in a refractory setting.
By itself or with
chemo? No, I really don't think these drugs work best by themselves. I mean, they work. They're single-agent activity. It hasn't taken much for me to combine them with chemotherapy.
So you're saying in a patient who hasn't had cetuximab, you're going to start anti-EGF agent, and you're going to go with panitumumab and
either
chemo.
Either one. I think there are choices there, but I would feel comfortable combining either one with irinotecan. I have done it with either one.